today, everyone rotated out of tech on the Oracle news and into Dow and S&P stocks. So they were strong. Mind you, it weren't strong all day because the Oracle thing really slammed stocks. But what did happen was the market is looking for another cut. Not necessarily an emergency cut, but the market's looking for another cut even more now. So if you want to look at it like the market versus Powell, Powell said, I'm going to cut 25 basis points, which we covered.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good afternoon. So what happened today that we had what we had happen? Well, we start with equities. Oracle's numbers came out very disappointing, and disappointing in a way that the people that were shorting these companies feared. And that is, the credit issues are the problem. And these are potentially volatile situations. It's very cash flow intensive. That's the first thing. Now, staying with equities, yesterday, we got a new all-time high in techs, right? Today, everyone rotated out of tech on the Oracle news and into Dow and S&P stocks. So they were strong. Mind you, it weren't strong all day because the Oracle thing really slammed stocks. But what did happen was the market is looking for another cut. Not necessarily an emergency cut, but the market's looking for another cut even more now. So if you want to look at it like the market versus Powell, Powell said, I'm going to cut 25 basis points, which we covered. No big deal. We knew that. He also said he was going to start basically, he's not going to call it QE, but it's QE. So let's call it not QE. And we covered that. There are MPs, technically. All right, so why are the expectations of more cuts higher? Well, because the market, based on the rate cut expectations, believes that he still has to cut more. And so it throws a little bit of a hissy fit and things sell off. Today was another example of that, meaning you might have to cut a little bit more. So with that, what happened? Well, silver started out the day. Now we move to the metals, right? Silver started out the day strong. Gold was strong at night. And then as the U.S. Open came, it weakened and weakened and weakened. And silver remained strong off its highs, but gold was very weak. And so you had that situation again where you have an unwind of a carry trade. And then this news got digested into the market in combination with the QE. And I think people just said, we're going to pour the money into gold. And gold didn't catch up, but it got bid, caught a bid. And I'll tell you why it caught a bid. The first reason is the reason that I saw, and that was because the short-term interest rates, futures, which govern anticipation of rate cuts, went up. So gold went up with it. But the second thing is equity-based. See, as everyone was selling tech, what were they buying? They were buying miners. They were buying ETFs as well, but they were buying miners. Because today was a day that you saw miners play well in the sandbox with futures. So you should be very comfortable knowing this, that every time someone sells a tech stock, or let's just say this, for every 100 shares of a tech stock that are sold, 20 are being bought in the mining sector. So you have a rotation now into miners. It's real. That's all I can say. Now, with regards to the, so that's really good news for miners. With regards to the, to silver. Well, you want to call it a short squeeze? Yeah, it's a short squeeze. Sure. But I really think that the banks are somehow complacently being told it's okay, let it rally, cover, but don't make it go through the roof. I don't understand it, but it is what it is. The reason I'm saying I don't understand is because if this were a bona fide short squeeze, if we were close to capitulation, the futures curve in the U.S. would be backwardated, and it's not yet. When the futures curve backwardates in the U.S., that means you have serious problems at the moment. The other thing is lease rates aren't high yet. They were high because someone got caught flat-footed, but now they're known as a quantity, and they're creeping higher, but they're not high yet. But two things say that we're closer to a bona fide squeeze today. The contango in the futures curve in the U.S. decreased. And if this were a normal market, it would not decrease after a rally like that. And the lease rates are starting to pick up a little bit. Still orderly, but picking up a little bit. So I feel like there's an orderly march for the exit so far. All right, with regard to the markets themselves, gold last trade is 42.80, up $52, 1.24%. Silver, 63.60, up $1.89, 3% off its highs. Copper, up 8 cents, 1.52. WTI, down $1, 1.8%. Stocks, the S&P 500 up 26 handles, 39 basis points. The NASDAQ up 65 handles after being down, up 25 basis points. And the dollar weaker, another 30 basis points. Everybody is looking at this, that the dollar has to go down. And hedging it various ways. And that's how it goes. We hit our target at 63.5. That's not a target to take profits, though. That's a target of the measured move. Who the hell knows where it's going to go now? So, could be $2 lower tomorrow. Don't care. I mean, of course I care, but the point is, the market's unleashed.
Well, thank you, Vincent, for another Mercantile episode of the show. And thank you at home for watching. Sure hope this was helpful as we wait to see when the results of that Fort Knox audit will be coming out. Wonder if that'll be a Christmas present, although Santa may be late on that one. So we won't hold our breath waiting for that, although fortunately Vince will be keeping us posted on all of the twists and turns in the gold and silver market. So especially if this is your first time here, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and the notification bell to stay up to date on the latest happenings in gold and silver and amazingly what could still be the early innings of a broader rally when you consider some of the monetary shifts that are happening around the globe, of which Vince talked about earlier this week when he mentioned how the BRICS nations have been moving forward their proposal for a 40% gold-backed trade settlement currency. So it is certainly going to be an interesting time to be up to date on what's happening in the precious metals markets. And fortunately, one last note before we wrap up, did have some news out for a company that has done quite well during the gold and silver rally, which is Fortuna Mining. And they had some more drill results out from their Diambasou gold project, which they picked up a couple of years ago. Amazing how the time has gone by and they've been developing that project. They announced earlier this year that they will have a construction decision of whether to turn that into a mine in the second quarter of 2026. And they also had some drill results out that will help move towards that construction decision. Here you see 1.7 grams per ton over 29.6 meters and 2 grams per ton over 20 meters. Also within that, Paul Whedon, Senior VP of Exploration at Fortuna, mentions how they had infill drilling highlights that include 6.8 grams per ton over a true width of 35.5 meters. And these drill results consisted of both infill and extension drilling as they attempt to migrate more of their inferred mineral resources into the mineral reserves category, which of course is helpful at this particular time ahead of that construction decision. And certainly this was a big step towards that. One other quick note. Here you can see that they delivered the PEA for the Diambasou Gold Project, which had an after-tax IRR of 72% and an NPV of $563 million. And that was at $2,750 gold price. Obviously, we're a bit higher than that now, and should we stay there, then certainly interesting to see how this could all look in a couple of years, especially after we've seen what they just did with their Seguela mine, which, might add, they built on time and on budget in the midst of an inflation wave, not just in the U.S., but around the globe. And also, a couple weeks after they did that, they also filed the technical report, and I will have the link to that as well in the description field below. And I also did a quick recap of those drill results, and to find out more about what they came back with, well, you can click on the video that's coming your way now.